The rumble of a coal train is familiar to Lorraine Ortega. She lives a quarter of a mile from the tracks in Chesapeake, Virginia. And she knew that when she and her husband bought their home.
I mean, I had seen the train tracks, but I just didn't realize how long these trains were and how long they took to get through neighborhoods and how congested it would be.
But what really bothers her is the air quality. She has trouble catching her breath. Her daughter has asthma, and her neighbor was recently hospitalized for several weeks because she couldn't get her asthma under control. Ortega, who's a nurse, keeps an air filter going in her home and her car, but she worries about her family's health. And she was outraged to learn that the federal government, through the Export-Import Bank, extended a $90 million loan guarantee to help the nation's largest coal broker transport that fossil fuel to Asia and Europe.
Nobody tests the waterways. Nobody's testing the air. And it's astounding to me that the government can go ahead and use our money, to fund coal transportation and exporting.
By law, attorney Diana Doskalou Jaffe says the Export-Import Bank should have done an environmental impact study to see what its loan guarantee would mean for taxpayers like Lorraine Ortega.
We don't have the information in terms of pollution because this federal agency did not do a comprehensive environmental review. What we do know from the financing documents is that a $90 million loan guarantee by the federal government will lead to $1 billion worth of sales of new coal that is being exported out of the country.
And she says the deal flies in the face of the bank's own policies to favor projects that involve renewable energy rather than fossil fuels. So her group, the Chesapeake Climate Action Network, joined six other environmental not-for-profits in suing the Export-Import Bank. She knows it'll take time for the case to be decided, but this official act of protest should give the plaintiffs access to more information on how the Pennsylvania-based broker X Coal Energy got such a sweet deal.
They're reaping all the benefit while local communities impacted by these exports have to pay the price.
Despite lagging domestic demand for Appalachian coal, Doskalou Jaffe says exports nearly doubled in the last 10 years, with cargo traveling by train to the ports at Norfolk and Baltimore. I'm Sandy Houseman.